Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Wild West Brewfest in Katy. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Always a great time out here at the Wild West Brewfest. Got to get on out here. The launch party at 7 tonight. 3 p.m. start for general admin tomorrow. 2 p.m. for VIP tickets tomorrow. They've got 47 artists, 5 different stages, and you couldn't ask for better weather. The roof's going to be open here.
That's
true. The
roof's
going to be open here. You couldn't ask for better weather. But you really couldn't ask for it. I mean, it's going to be a high 77 tomorrow. High 77, sunny skies. You're going to be looking for something to do outside. It needs to be Wild West Brew Fest in Katy. 47 artists, 5 different stages, 3 p.m. general admission open. You get in at 2 p.m. if you have the VIP tickets. Launch party tonight at 7. They have additional drink tickets on the Wild West Brew Fest app, which you need to download if you have an iPhone before you come out here. You don't have to download it, but it would aid you. It's going to be beneficial to you because they show you every single vendor. They show you every single beer that they have. You can sort by the type of beer that you like. They have their full schedule of activities that day right there on the Wild West Brewfest app. They have their auction house, which is live right now. And then that their raffles, too. Almost said waffles. Their raffles, too, which is the grand prize there, the Brewfest Brew Bundle. Every brewer is pulling a six-pack, cool over 300 beers at the end of the day. And, boy, what a grand prize that would be to have. If you're a beer drinker, you're going to love it. If you just like to, you know, walk around and enjoy the beautiful weather. That'd be nice, too. We're in the wine grotto today. I imagine they're going to have some wine here in the wine grotto as well. But all the spots you can think of, Carbach, I saw them walking up, Austin Eastsiders. It's going to be a good time. Austin, we're slipping on some Austin Eastsiders, Brazilian Limeade, fantastic beverage. The Paradigm, which is a Red Dawn Raspberry Hefe, fantastic beverage as well. Should we give away some tickets now?
Let's do it now.
Let's do it right now. Why not? Wild West Brew Fest this weekend. It's happening at Typhoon, Texas in Katy. Over 80 brewers will be present, offering multiple taps and brands. Tickets available, wildwestbrewfest.com or at the gate at Typhoon, Texas. Giving away a pair of general admission tickets right now for tomorrow to caller number 3 at 713-780-3776. A pair of tickets coming your way for the Wild West Brewfest. You don't win, sorry about it, but you can purchase wildwestbrewfest.com or at the gate at Typhoon, Texas. You will not be sorry.
They also have an RC truck beer cooler in the raffle, too. So it looks like it drives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the RC? Is that the brand?
Remote? No.
Yeah, like the cars that little kids have.
Yeah, remote control. Yeah.
It's remote control?
I think
RC stands for remote control?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Which is awesome.
Just
driving that thing around
your
friends.
That's part of the raffle?
That's one of the raffles as well, yeah.
One of the raffle items you can win?
Yeah, it's raffle number 2 on the app.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
It's the epitome of laziness, but it's okay. I'm here for that.
But it's like, hey, I need a beer. And you're just like, all right, let's drive that thing over.
Trying to think of the practical uses for it.
Well, eligible bachelors.
Okay.
Eligible bachelors. That way you don't have to.
Like, looking cool.
I don't know either, but I would find a way
to
make a practical use of it. I would bring it with me to remotes.
Well, I think this is good for the single men. Because you don't have your wife to go get you a beer, or you can just have the remote control.
Yeah, just bring it to you.
Yeah,
every single time.
Yeah, or you just drink alone. You know, because sometimes your buddy gets up, hey, can you give me one? And like you're just there by yourself.
Yeah.
You can just drive it over here, and then you can you should be backing it in.
Yeah,
because it is a truck. You shouldn't have it front facing.
Sure.
Can't do that, even for a remote control truck, cooler truck. 713-780-ESPN. Bill Simmons, he was talking about the Rockets the other day. How confident are we that AJ? Bleeped out the F-bomb here. AJ, did you bleep out the F-bomb? Can we play this? Is this suitable for our ears? Huh? Okay, so we won't play it.
Great job asking.
Wow. That was like a preemptive BS flag. I don't know how to label that, but
just double check.
It crossed my mind as I was like setting it up. I was like, because I read it, because I have it here. It says need sensor on the F-bomb. I was like, you know what? I wonder if maybe I didn't make that clear, so I didn't want to screw up and cause us a fine.
Yeah.
But anyways, Bill Simmons was talking on his podcast, which we kind of brought this up yesterday. He was just talking about the body language. It's been bad. It horrified. It was the two plays specifically. It was the Alpi Shingun after the Kevin Durant turnover when Alpi Shingun gets back on defense, makes an outstanding play. Highlight culture loves it because we ignore turnovers in highlight culture. And he gets up there and blocks it, has the bloody lip, but like nobody gives him a high five, which I thought another analogy of highlight culture today. Highlight culture is like kind of like burning your house on fire, but then realizing you did it and like running in to save your cat. And then, like, running out and be like, oh, what a hero. He saved the cat.
But he started the fire.
You started the fire.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you don't start the fire and your cat would have been saved, right? Like, is that a decent analogy here?
I mean, because it's a good analogy. Now, it's an extreme version of the analogy.
It's a good analogy. I just wonder why that's where your brain went. a man burning it out his house and then saving his cat.
Well, we've told you many times I'm very disturbed. This should be no surprise.
I guess not.
It should be no secret.
But taking it at your word.
Well, I think it will actually teach you this in public speaking and debate and things like that. Mm-hmm. That what was the word y'all used? Like extreme
yeah.
Sensationalism would be another.
Sure.
That it really drives a point home.
Yeah.
So like I think it does.
Your
I think it does.
Driven.
Because like the Rockets the other day got a great block to send the game into overtime, but it should have never happened because they turned the basketball over to begin with. So you put yourself in a spot to play hero by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. They did the same thing with the Reed Shepard play the other day, the chase down block. Like, he set his house on fire, but yeah, he's the hero because he ran in and forgot that his cat was in there and saved the cat, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, you should have never just set the house on fire and you would have been fine to begin with.
Yeah, your cat's
you wouldn't
good.
Have had to play hero because your cat would have never needed to be saved.
That's true.
Because you didn't set your house on fire, you arsonist. That's what the Rockets are, a bunch of arsonists. But anyways, the body language there, the Alpi Shingun block after a turnover, nobody dapped him up. Reed gave him like a little, hey, you're my guy kind of thing. And then the final play, the overtime period, the baseline out-of-bounds play where Amin had nobody to throw it to, and he kind of forces into Jabari, gets batted away, time runs out, and Alpi's like, what are you doing, bro? He's got his arms extended like, I can't believe you didn't make a good play, even though I didn't set a screen and I'm just standing here idly. So do you think the Rockets hate each other? I mean, and then the Durant burner stuff where he called Jabari the R-word and he said Alpi can't shoot or defend.
Yes.
Which
fair.
He's not wrong on that.
No, that's fair.
I saw a highlight from the Brick Center today. You ever see the Brick Center?
No.
It showed showed the overtime period of all the Alpi Shingun defensive breakdowns.
Okay.
It's like play after play, like five in a row, like just terrible defense.
Yeah, he's not good on defense.
Oh, he's a liability.
And he's not. I think there's an effort also happening, a lack of effort happening on the defense.
But why do you have lack of effort? Because you kind of like hate your teammates.
Well, I don't. It's hard with everything that you laid out with the burner and everything we've seen this season, and we've seen it play out in front of us too. We've seen Kevin Durant yelling at Alper and Shingun for being out of position. We saw Alpi throw his hands up in the air the other day at Amen Thompson. Like,
I'll retweet it.
You're seeing the body language happen on the court. That's bad in itself, and then you also are not seeing the positive body language. My only pushback to when I hear this stuff is, you know, if they were winning, would it matter? Like if they were winning,
it
like
might be the playoffs.
It also just might not be there. You know, like it also might just be a state of the roster as a whole. I would say, like just if you're winning games, you're celebrating more, you're in the moment more with your team. Where right now, kind of everything's going wrong, so people are checked out on it.
I think it does matter, though. I think you can overcome it to an extent, but I don't think you're playing your best ball without your best chemistry.
Yeah,
like you still might be good enough to like be over to prevail.
Sure.
But I don't think you're playing your best ball at all times. Like, what is it? How tangible is it? I think is the question. Like, if the Rockets had the best chemistry versus the worst chemistry, what is the gap in win total?
I
think it's minimal, but I do think it exists. I think there's a 2-3 game difference, and then you get into the playoffs where you're winning and losing games even more on the margins. I think is where it could really show up.
Sure. I think, because I was going to say a one game, honestly.
Okay, yeah, it's the same ballpark.
Yeah, it is minimal, but it is noticeable.
Hopefully closed roof ballpark.
That this team, the body language is just off. It's everything's off about this team right now, and it's not, look, in a weird way, like we've seen this now transpire in Memphis and now in Houston post Dylan Brooks era of basketball teams, where like it was all good in Memphis, and then they kind of blamed him for everything that went wrong, and everything kind of fell apart. And now here, the team turns a corner with Dylan Brooks on the roster. He gets traded away, and still, what is a very good trade, but you're missing that, you know, glue guy on the roster a little bit. So I'm not saying it's all because Dylan Brooks is not here, but just does seem interesting, like that defensive force kind of guy missing on this roster might be what brings this team back together. But yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah, I think they hate each other. I think that they don't like each other.
So do you now think that the burner is playing a factor?
No.
Into this at all?
No, I think that the lack of chemistry and the disdain that they have for one another is irrelevant about the burner.
Okay.
I think it already existed.
Sure.
Like Alpi Şengün seeing that from Kevin Durant, I don't think would come to a surprise for Kevin Durant or for Alpi. Maybe Jabari, because Jabari and Kevin Durant seem like pretty tight. Although I see Jabari try to be the playmaker on a 3-on-2 fast break. Try to be the ball handler and the playmaker on a 3-on-2 fast break, and then he bricks a layup at the rim. I'm like, yeah, Kevin Durant went wrong.
Well, no, because the problem is Jabari wants to be Kevin Durant,
and he's not.
He has said that
they don't have like defined roles either, which probably is above the players.
No, it is. It's, I mean, because some of this is on the coaches. Like it's not just the player problem, but this roster is fundamentally broken. It feels like at this point, it's fair to say.
I mean, it is. I don't like using that phrase, though, because of the injuries you've had. Like, if you were completely healthy, would we be saying that this team, this roster construction is fundamentally broken? Like, if Steven Adams was
probably
here to
not.
Set screens and offensive rebound, which is a huge identity for their team. Like, they're not a great shooting team, so you get an elite offensive rebounder that helps you a lot. They're not great at setting screens anymore, but you had Steven Adams, who was elite at setting screens. You lack ball handling, and your turnovers are through the roof. That's aided whenever you have a veteran, solid point guard. So I don't love the roster bashing, because I like the roster whenever you're fully healthy. Now, could they have had some, you know, plans in place in case there's injuries? I think the reason they signed Clint Capela was in case Adams got hurt or in case Şengün went down. So, like, that was in place. But I would have probably went the point guard route and rather have played small. You know, because I was advocating for a backup point guard before Fred VanVleet got hurt.
Yeah.
Because I didn't trust Amin as a ball handler. I think he's better at the four offensively, and I don't trust Reed Shepard as a point. I think he's a combo guard.
Yeah, I think they're all just frustrated with everything: the injuries, the lack of success that this team is having. I think the fact that they know that they don't have answers to they can't solve the problems on the quiz. They don't know what to do, and I don't know if the coaching staff knows how to solve it either. So it just kind of feels like maybe not going into the season. The roster's broken, but with where this team is at today, and it's now raised a lot of questions about how you handle it this offseason, of how many of these guys can be here. And if there are players on the roster that are contributing the most to the fact that maybe they don't like each other or that they don't play well together, those are guys I think you have to more highly consider trading. If Alpi is a problem with it, if people are tired of the flopping and the lack of effort on defense, it raises the question of, do you even have to get Giannis to move on from a guy like Şengün this offseason?
Can you lower his value?
Yeah. Can you move on? Is there an addition by subtraction for certain players on this roster to fix some of these core issues that we're seeing play out in front of us?
I quote tweeted that Brick Center. Alpi Şengün defense during the Wolves' historic comeback in OT. Bro single-handedly lost Houston the game. And it's hard to argue whenever you look at these defensive all in overtime. This wasn't the full game. This was in the five-minute overtime period. And really, more specifically, it's in the final 3 minutes after you jumped out to a 13-point lead. Like, it's not even the full overtime period. It's 3 minutes after you're up 13.
And he's just not moving.
He scored 30, and we're still mad at him. That shows you how bad he is defensively. Like, just try a little bit.
Yeah, there's zero effort.
Non-zero chance KD isn't on the team next year. I mean, there's always a 10% chance of something. Dan Harrington taught me that. But I think it's more likely that Alpi's off this team and Kevin Durant gets, like, some of his running buddies.
Yeah, I don't know what the market for Kevin Durant is. I don't know how
we saw it.
But now.
Like, I think it's like, probably the same.
Another year.
But to that point, like, if the market is what the Rockets got, like, that's not enough for me to move Kevin Durant.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, whatever the equivalent on another team is, that's not enough to move Durant.
No, but another year of the burner stuff on top of it, I wonder if it's even less than that.
See, I think we overrate the burner stuff. I really do. I think it's stupid on Kevin Durant's part that he got out. But I think the descent of this team is far greater than the burner.
I'm thinking more from the
perspective. I think it existed before the burner.
Agreed. I just wonder how other teams would view it. Just like, do we really want to deal with this?
I think NBA executives would be like, that's silly and not really worth paying attention to.
Sure.
I think we overrate it because we sensationalize things in journalism and sports radio.
But a good GM. But a good GM would try to use it as leverage.
Sure.
In a trade discussion of like, well, he might start talking trash about our entire team.
He might call my young power forward the R word.
Yeah. So that means that first is now a second because of the barter. Like, it might not work, but you got to try.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Robert wants to talk about this. Robert, you're with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Robert?
All right, guys. Love the show. Just want to give my take. The Rockets went from a young, athletic team, fast-breaking, stealing, easy buckets to a slow, tall team that doesn't do anything on offense. We turn over the ball too much, and we suck right now. That's it.
Fair. Nice and concise.
Rack 'em.
I don't think just the Kevin Durant trades would slow them down because, like, yes, you switched out Jalen Green for KD, but you still have a ton of athleticism on this roster.
Yeah.
They're just not really using it as much. And Jalen Green was good defensively last year, but he was a liability on offense.
They're just lost offensively.
Yeah, it's the turnover part that is
most
the real problem.
Most problematic, yeah, for sure. 713-780-ESPN. You want to talk about this email, Ted Johnson, or the anti-tanking proposals?
Anti-tanking.
All right, NBA has three anti-tanking proposals. Do you like any of these? 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN, 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. You know what I like? I like lunch at Federal American Grill. I like dinner at Federal American Grill. I like food, especially at Federal American Grill. Also, you can order online at thefederalgrill.com. Cut out the middleman. Order straight from the source. Go to thefederalgrill.com. Order your lunch. It's going to be great. While you're on the website, just go ahead and join Club Fed while you're there. You get all the rewards, all the perks, all the exclusive offers. Make sure you swing on by to Federal American Grill for their social hour, which is 3 to 7 every day. Perfect for after work. Perfect for getting the night started. And on a Friday, it's perfect for getting the weekend started, too. World-class whiskey, world-class bourbon. I just pulled up the social hour menu, cheeseburger egg rolls, oh baby, Cajun chicken sliders, Gardner Parker's chicken wings, bang bang shrimp. They also have all the drinks that you love, the beers, the wine, Smirnoff martinis, Maker Mark's old fashioned. How about these cocktails? Strawberry lemon drop, pear bee's knees, Moscow mule. They got your margaritas, they got your ranch waters. Federal American Grill is awesome. It is the best. Stop by for their Easter brunch April 5th, coming up soon, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., featuring all sorts of items, new items too, like the corned beef hash skillet, deviled eggs, carrot cake muffin. It's the theme. The Kentucky Derby party on May 2nd as well. And they got that partnership with RC Ranch. They announced that. They're going to be opening their RC Ranch meat market alongside their team at Hedwig Village this fall. That's going to be awesome. Six locations for you to choose from. Hedwig Village, they got Katy, they got the Shepherd Spot, downtown location. River Oaks is now open. And then, of course, my spot up in the Woodlands. Federal American Grill, lunch, dinner, social hour, they got it all. Federal American Grill, where precision cooking meets quality ingredients in a tribute to classic American cuisine.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Wild West Brewfest in Katy. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Launch party tonight at 7. Opens up tomorrow at 3, 2 o'clock for the VIPs. Wild West Brewfest, Typhoon, Texas. You can get your tickets, wildwestbrewfest.com, or just come to the gate. They got tickets to the gate. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of tasty drinks as well. We'll get into the anti-tanking rules in a bit, but first let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Tim wants in. Tim, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on? Never mind. Tim, you know what? You're out of here. You're run. You're gone. You're out of here. We don't want to talk to you. You're gone. You're not breaking up with us. We're breaking up with you. You are
out of here.
Tim gets ran. You might have thought that Tim hung up on us. Nope. I just knew it wasn't going in the right direction. I knew what he had to say was not going to bring anything to the show and that he could not stick around.
That was very Francesco.
Yeah. Get out of here, Tim. All right, these anti-tanking rules in the NBA. Is this the first time you threw somebody out this week?
I think we threw Keith out on Monday.
It feels like I haven't thrown anybody out in a long time. Yeah, I think you did.
I threw Keith out on Monday.
That might have been my first ejection this week.
I think
definitely didn't throw anyone out yesterday.
I think it's my first ejection this week.
Yeah, this has been a
weather was too nice yesterday.
Yeah, we've been.
We weren't angry.
Baseball's back. We were in a good mood.
Those fans made it really comfortable. Yeah. All right.
I didn't see them. The
proposals from the NBA. First proposal, the bottom 10 teams, is anti-tanking proposals. The bottom 10 that miss the play-in will have equal chances of winning the lottery. They'll all have an equal 8% chance of moving up in the lottery, with the remaining 20% of the odds being split among the 8 play-in teams in descending order from 11th through 18th. So this is pretty much every team except for the top 6 in the West, top 6 in the East. Where do you stand on your likability for the first proposal?
This one's fine. Like this is pretty good. I mean, it balances it out, I think, well within the top 10 teams. Now, you still have teams that are going to be chasing to finish in the top 10, or I guess in the bottom 10.
Right.
But
it wouldn't matter which order in the bottom 10.
Yeah, so that I do like a little bit more.
So it wouldn't hurt you if you jump somebody in the standings at the bottom. So there's a little bit more. There's not. I wouldn't call it incentive to winning. I would call it more. What is the opposite of that? What's the opposite of
incentivized?
Yeah. Incentivized? It's like it doesn't really disincentivize.
No,
losing.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. So this is. I think this first one's it's solid.
Okay.
I don't think any of them are great, but they're all okay.
I mean, like you said, you can still see some tanking for those teams on the bubble.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be as significant.
It wouldn't be as right.
And those teams jockeying positions toward the bottom of the standing wouldn't carry as much weight. But it doesn't move the needle a whole lot. I'll give it a 6-3. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm right about there. I was thinking like because I like the idea of balancing, I was going to go like a 7-2.
I don't know how I feel about the play-in tournament teams getting lottery balls, though. I don't really like that part of it.
It is strange because you're really, like, so what happens with the teams that, so like the normal 7 seed.
Right.
So if they get knocked out, they get lottery odds.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I think that's strange.
Like a few years ago, the Heat were the 8 seed in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
And they made it to the NBA Finals. Like, would they still get ping pong balls?
I don't think you would get it if you make the playoffs. I think it's only if you were to lose the play-in.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That I'm fine with. So as long as once you make the regular bracket, you're out.
Yeah, no, like, I hate the play-in games as it is. I think there's the fact that two-thirds of the NBA makes some form of the playoffs is way too much. So it's a little strange that they get it, but this is when you're going to balance out the odds and you're going to separate 1 through 10 versus everyone else, that's probably why you have to go into it. So that's fine with me.
Second proposal, 22 teams, the bottom 10 teams that missed the play-in tournament, the 8 that qualified for it, and the 4 playoff teams that lose in the first round will all be included in the lottery and will be ranked according to their record across two seasons. The last part weighing teams by their record across the prior two seasons is how the WNBA weights its lottery system. So this is the bottom 10 that miss. It's the 8 that qualify for it, and all 4 playoff teams that lose in the first round all get lottery balls.
So this is where I guess they're trying to incentivize winning in a way of you can still get lottery chances even if you make the playoffs and get knocked out.
It's giving teams that like are young that aren't like not championship caliber teams yet.
Yeah.
A chase for the playoffs. I don't like it. I think it's dumb because you can go into a situation where, let's say it's the best team in the NBA. Like who's
the Pacers?
Let's say it's the Thunder.
Yeah.
Let's say the Thunder in the first round of the playoffs in the final week of this season, SGA gets hurt, Chet gets hurt, and another starter gets hurt. And they all of a sudden they get upset in the first round, and you could get lotto balls. Remember when the Sonics got beat by the Nuggets?
Right, yeah.
You're giving Gary Payton, Sean Kemp lottery balls, and they end up with the first pick suddenly because they have lottery balls? That's dumb.
But then it's trying to, like, if that ever played out, it would be, well, that's why you should just play to win. Because even if you make the playoffs and get knocked out, you still got a chance. What's different is Shams doesn't, like, at least in his tweet, I don't know if the story explains it better, but doesn't explain how it's all separated by percentages. With this one, like, well, the first one, he clearly lays out like the tiers. So what are the percentages for those teams that were in the playoffs?
Well, you wouldn't know because it would take a two-year window.
Okay.
So it would be weighted based on the record. Now, he could have just given the percentage of, like, you know, ranked them in order. Not without, you know. So it would be it would depend on who's in it.
Yeah, which I think the two-year record's interesting because, in a way, it does reward you at some point, too, for when you turn the corner. Like, this would have benefited the Rockets last year.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago when they got to 500 for the first time. And you still, you know, you would have good odds because of the year before. So you're still kind of being incentivized to where it's like, okay, you have this small window. But if you take that one big jump like the Rockets did, like the Spurs have done this year, you still can get weighted lottery odds because you're actually trying. So that I do like a little bit about it. But part of what I don't like about it is I suck at math and this sounds complicated.
Yeah, I don't really like that one at all. I'll give that one like a 1-2. It's terrible. And then the last one's a 5x5 method. And this one, the same 18 teams from the first concept, bottom 10 that missed the play-in plus the 8 that make it, would be entered into the lotto. The teams with the 5 worst records would then all have the same odds, with them descending from there, and there would be a lottery drawing for each of the top 5 picks in the draft. After those 5 picks are selected, there would be another lottery for the remaining 13 teams, and so on and so on. That one sounds confusing.
So there's 2 lotteries?
There's
3.
So there's 3 lotteries.
Yeah.
And the bottom 5 teams have a floor at 10. So they couldn't fall to 11.
That's not terrible.
That's not terrible. So there's a floor so you can't, so it doesn't, you don't get crazy dropped out if you're the worst team in the league. Because some of these teams are just legitimately bad. Like the Kings are just terrible. Uh-huh. Now, they have a lot of guys now who have had surgery and are missing their season, but they're not doing what, you know, some of these other teams have done. Hell, the Pacers even.
I don't think I like any of these, really. I give this like a 4-2.
On that last one, you said it was the top, the worst 5 teams were protected with equal odds to receive the top pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you kind of walk yourself into what we have now, though, with teams trying to get into that bottom 5.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I'm getting more and more. I mean, I love my idea about the wins, which wasn't my idea. I saw somebody else tweet that, where it's like you give them a certain amount of money for each win. Like, to me, that's the best way to incentivize winning. That's what the owners truly care about. The owners don't really care about it. Some owners, not all. Some owners don't care about the wins. They care about if they're turning a profit. So if you were able to make it where there's a win that's worth X amount of dollars, that to me is what would incentivize winning more than anything else.
Yeah.
So that to me would be my top idea. The NBA is not going to do that, though. The owners aren't going to sign off on that. I'm starting to come around to the idea of just making everybody a free agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just make, 'cause, I mean, there's a salary cap. There's hard aprons. It's hard to put together this super team. And if the team really wants to go young, okay, show me how badly you want to go young.
Yeah. And
you want to give A.J. DeBonta the max? And all these contracts have term limits. Like, you could put a rookie scale at 3 years. So it's not, you know, you're not stuck with it forever if there's a bust. But also, like, if you really want to rebuild, go for it. Just go sign A.J. DeBonta to the max contract for the next 4 years.
Yeah, but it just – because it's hard to predict what happens with the bad teams. Or like what guys actually – some would sign there.
Well, you need to have a floor for sure.
Yeah, like some would sign there, but could like Kingston Flemings.
But like these teams that are really, really good won't have space.
Yeah, but you can – and you could – and then in theory, I guess the trickle-down would be for the Rockets to make space in this example to – sign a guy like Kingston Flemings and solve their point guard problems would be, well, maybe the Kings are getting traded Jabari Smith Jr. then.
Right.
Like there is the separation of talent there because, yes, so maybe those bad teams never get the best young players anymore.
Right.
But maybe it balances out to where you have to trade guys to those rosters to make it work cap-wise. So, like, that could work. I think, to me, the biggest thing I would love to see is something of just where – I don't know the exact rules, but – like, for the 2026 MLB lottery draft, the Rockies, Nationals, and Angels are ineligible because they've been in too much. That, to me, is the – where it – so there's a cap on how long you can intentionally be bad for. That teams are going to tank. Teams are going to need to tank. The Warriors are at some point are going to have to reset their roster, just like the Rockets reset their roster. It's, to me, it's how the Wizards and all these teams are in the bottom of the barrel every single year. They never try to win. All they care about is tanking because they can't get their draft picks right. The years they win the lottery, they're not in the right situation. I mean, how long have the Hornets been bad until this year?
Yeah.
My entire life, basically. Like, so I would love to make someone ineligible after a couple times in the lottery for at least a year. Just punish them a little bit for it.
Premier League distributes share revenue based on final standings. I would love if they did that. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe? 713-780-3776. First a minute on Pro Dunk Hoops. It's the highest quality basketball goals you'll ever find. It gives you that true, authentic, sincere feel like you see in the pro arenas, the college arenas. And they've been serving the best goals since 1984, Pro Dunk has. You don't need to waste your time in the big box stores. Not worth it. They're not gonna stick around that long. But the goals for Pro Dunk, tempered glass backboard, it's awesome. Breakaway rims, you can throw down some jams, anywhere from 5 to 10 feet. Stainless steel hardware, they have rust-proof too, which is must-have in Houston with our humidity. And it's height-adjustable. Their accessories, top-notch. LED light kits for night play. It's going to be hot here pretty soon during the day. You can play at night. You're at work all day. Kids are at school all day. Get LED light kits. That way you can play when the sun goes down. Backstop nets, too. You don't have to chase the ball around. Pull pad lettering so you can customize it however you want. And it is great. Check out Thor. Thor's their goal. They have the lightning adjust feature on Thor, which you can raise and lower the goal with a drill. Gets anywhere you want from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. They have all the goals, though. In-ground adjustable, portable, wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all at Pro Dunk, including installation. That's right. You don't have to install this sucker. You're going to screw it up. You don't have to. You don't have to get a big box delivered to your driveway with a million pieces to assemble. No, the pros at Pro Dunk will professionally install your goal. Perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't have to do a thing. Order yours now at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN
97.5.
Mail call!
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
Mailbag Monday on a Friday as we broadcast live from Wild West Roof Fest. Get on out here, wildwestrooffest.com for your tickets. Tickets at the gate of Typhoon, Texas. Launch party tonight at 7, 3 p.m. start tomorrow. 47 artists on 5 stages, 2 p.m. For the VIPs. So what's your question for Jeremy and Joe? 713-780-3776. Junkie says Fertitta family bought the D at Connecticut Sun to bring the Comets back for 27. How excited are you for that?
I got two.
I'm going to get an 8-8.
Jeremy Branham, maybe future play-by-play voice of
Ocho Comets. Asked Branham, will you be the voice of the new Comets and wear a Juju Watkins jersey during the game calls?
Not the jersey part.
Juju Watkins will be awesome. She will sell. Jersey, no. Can we be the flagship of the Houston Comets?
Potentially.
And then I'll be the voice.
Nice catch.
I got the best hands of business. I caught a ball last night.
Oh, did you? I missed that.
It was late in the game when it didn't matter.
Yeah, I did something I've never done in my life before today.
Wow.
I went to Tankathon, and I clicked on WNBA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Sun don't have their pick, so even if they win the lottery, they don't have it this year.
What year is that?
This is this year.
I think she'd be in the next year lottery, though.
I was just looking for a C this year. They have multiple first-round picks, though. It's not in the lottery.
Oh. When is the WA calendar?
Through August?
This says the draft is in 17 days.
No, I don't care. I'm talking about the season.
I think it starts pretty quickly.
I do U of H basketball and WNBA?
Yes. Because remember, Caitlin Clark, she basically went from March Madness to getting drafted like a week and a half later to playing in WNBA games in like a month.
They say the first game's on May 8th.
Boom.
They have preseason April 25th. The season's over.
Yeah, you could do that.
Let's make this happen, people. I officially throw my name into the hat.
I like that.
The final game's on September 24th of the regular season.
Okay, I missed that one. So I thought it was May through August.
The playoffs should be over, though.
Yeah, it might be a conflict with football for you, but
WNBA playoffs. When was the last? What last year were we in? 2025.
Yep.
When did the WNBA playoffs end? Looks like it ended on October 10th. You could be a college radio guy and a WNBA radio guy.
You could do that.
Let's make it happen.
I like that.
What are we waiting for?
Start the
petition. I officially throw my name into the hat.
Well, tell me no.
I shouldn't do it publicly, though. That's a bad look, I think.
I think you're fine.
713-780-ESPN. Let's make it happen. Start, sit, cut, Lance John Dell. That's tough.
It's a great question. I'm going to cut Dell because I know he'll be the least offended of this.
Yeah, he won't care.
Well, you can't, yeah.
It's also John and Lance, not
the Radio Hall of Famers.
John, Lance, and Dell. Dell's show's after.
Yeah.
So Dell's getting cut.
Yeah. You got to cut Dell because he's not a Hall of Famer. Yeah. The other guys are Hall of Famers.
I'm going to start John.
Yeah, I would do too.
John's pure entertainment value. I have more things to show you guys. I forgot to send to you.
Oh, yeah,
apparently,
blowing his nose again.
No, he the program we use to connect on camera has like emojis or something. So he put his fingers up today, did like a peace sign for a second.
Yeah,
so, like, there's balloons like blowing up while he's on camera.
Do you see what happened to Seth Payne with the hearts?
Yeah, with the hearts.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I'm gonna start John.
I start John because he could get you killed.
Yeah. Now, I almost wanted to start
and I don't want to get killed.
I see Lance every day.
Survival is my number one goal every day I wake up.
I probably see John like twice a year right now. So maybe that's the reason to start. I should start Lance instead. But I'll start John.
Yeah, I'm going to start John so he doesn't kill me. I'll sit Lance because he's still a Radio Hall of Famer. And I'll cut Dell because he's not.
You know what? John, Radio Hall of Famer. John abandoned Chicago team, so I'll start Lance.
What is your favorite breakfast restaurant? Mine's Federal American Grill for their Easter brunch. Reserve now at federalgrill.com.
We go to Snooze a lot. I also like, if I don't want to spend a lot of money, I'm not ashamed to go to an IHOP.
Oh. Huh. My second favorite breakfast restaurant is whenever I want barbacoa. And I go to that little hole in the wall on 1314 and Porter next to an air and furniture rental.
I was going to say Tina's Taco House in Humble.
Also, good answer. Good answer. How long will you wait to be seated at a restaurant?
Ooh.
See, this is tough because it depends on the restaurant.
I think it depends on who you're with.
Like
too.
if it was like an Olive Garden, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's like an elite 5-star place, all day.
Yeah. If I'm going somewhere with the family.
Uh huh.
30.
No, depends, way longer than that.
To me, it just depends on what kind of mood the kids in.
If it's a really good, if it's an elite restaurant.
Well, Joe's on to this. I think it depends if you have kids or not. Like, dealing with a 4-year-old, I'm not a 30 minute.
No, kids waiting.
Yeah. You don't take the kids to elite restaurants all the time,
true.
I would imagine.
No.
Now, if it's like just Dan and I, and like we're going somewhere to eat, and we're going somewhere nice, I'll wait 30, 45 minutes.
What's the longest you've waited?
I've waited an hour.
Probably an hour.
I've probably waited about 4.
Really?
A barbecue place?
Yep, Franklin's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I've never
done
that.
I was about to say, like, I don't know why it's different, but I feel differently about waiting outside for barbecue than I do waiting inside for a regular restaurant.
Yeah, I think it's a little different.
It's more of a thing.
Yeah.
More like,
I'm more okay with the barbecue side.
Yeah, that's just part of that's sometimes just part of going.
I took a lawn chair to Franklin's and had work to do. I think it was when I was doing the Dynamo games. So I had, like, a game to prep for. So I took a lawn
chair.
Great
call.
Was, like, the second in line.
Yeah.
I sat there with my little MiFi, and I sat in my lawn chair and did my Houston Dynamo prep as I waited for brisket for Franklin's.
We should just do our show out there one day.
We should. That'd be a great idea. We could find a barbecue. We could do, like, I mean, well.
If we could do a remote in line for barbecue,
I think that'd be
that
so
would be
fun.
Amazing.
It was the best brisket ever.
Not during the summer, though.
We'd have to have a table on wheels or something.
Yeah.
It's the best brisket I've ever had.
Okay.
Really good. There's a lot of great barbecue places here, obviously. J-Bar-M, Corkscrew, Killen's. There's so many. Blood Bros. Yeah, Blood Bros. Very good. Pinkerton. There's so many good barbecue places here. Now, Franklin's brisket, though. Just a cut above.
It's good to know.
A little bit better. Start, sit, cut, loaded baked potato, twice baked potato, homemade potatoes au gratin.
I'm gonna cut twice baked potato.
Really?
I love a loaded baked potato, so that's why I'm starting.
Could you not just load the twice baked?
You could. I guess you could.
Yeah, I'm gonna go twice. I'm starting twice baked.
I don't have it often, so I don't even know the last time I had it.
What do you put in the loaded? Do you put chives and sour cream?
Chives, sour cream,
cheese. I don't love chives and sour cream.
Oh, really? Okay, see, I do.
Yeah, I don't love it. Homemade potatoes au gratin is underrated good, though.
That's why I would sit that, yeah. I'd start loaded, sit homemade, cut twice baked potato.
It's a pretty good one. It's not bad. Start, sit, cut, barbacoa, fajitas, or tamales?
Sorry, I'm sitting at tamales.
Yeah,
I'm cutting tamales.
Yeah, same.
What was the third option?
So fajitas, barbacoa, tamales.
Oh, okay, so
tamales is the cut.
Yeah, tamales is the cut. I love tamales, but it's a cut.
I'm sitting fajitas.
Really?
I just love tacos.
I would have to start. Well, you can put fajitas in a taco. I would fajitas, sit barbacoa, and cut tamales. I love them all, though. Don't get me wrong.
Do love them all.
Bagels or croissants?
Bagels.
Ooh.
I'll go croissants.
I love bagels.
I like the buttery bread.
Yeah. I think it's slightly croissant.
What kind of bagel do you get?
As a sandwich or like just with cream cheese?
Depends.
So, yeah, it just depends. So for a sandwich, I just go plain normally.
Same.
For a sandwich. At times, I'll go into like the blueberry.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Uh-huh.
And then what's the one with everything on the everything bagel?
Everything bagel.
I'm an idiot.
You just put regular cream cheese on it or do you go like sour cream chive?
What's the one with everything on it? Oh, the everything.
What do you kind of cream cheese you put on the everything bagel?
Sour cream and chives.
You okay, put everything cream cheese?
That's my wife's order. She likes that. I eat my bagels like I eat like a child, quite frankly. I like either cinnamon raisin with strawberry cream cheese or I like blueberry with strawberry cream cheese. I don't like cream cheese.
Cinnamon raisin's good too, but I like the blueberry better.
I don't like cream cheese. You ever see that who's that Sports 5 Bob guy or whatever? He loves bagels.
Remember the bagel guy?
No.
The little guy?
No.
You never seen that video? The bagel man who like got into a fight at a bagel restaurant?
Oh, Esoc's taking fungos at second.
Huh.
He's about to play second base soon.
Maybe tomorrow. Altuve day off or DH?
A DH day. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who is your junkie of the day? That's next. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
Since 1976, D&M Leasing has been in business, and they opened their doors with one mission: making your vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. 50 years later, that mission has not changed, but the reason that people come to D&M has only grown. They're tired of negative equity, tired of wasting weekends at dealerships, and tired of paying too much for too little. At D&M, you don't get a rookie either. Their average manager has been there for 20 years, average salesperson for 10. You get someone who knows how to save you money, protect you from depreciation, and design a lease around your life. So if your payments are too high, you're stuck in negative equity, or you just want that smarter way to upgrade, call D&M at 713-290-1000 or visit dmautoleasing.com today.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Thanks to Wild West Brewfest for having us out. You got to get out of here. Launch party at 7 o'clock tonight. 3 p.m. start tomorrow. 2 p.m. for the VIPs. 47 artists on 5 different stages. Make sure you download the Wild West Brewfest app on your way out here. They got every vendor, every beer. You can sort by beer. Additional drink tickets on the app. They have their schedule on there, their auction house, which is live now. Their raffle, which is the grand prize, the Brewfest Brew Bundle. Every brewer pulling a six-pack cooler has over $300 beer. Has over 300 beers, which is over $300, but it has over 300 beers. Joe was very intrigued by the remote control truck cooler, which Brian wants to park face forward.
Like a man.
You don't want to hear my response. But you can get
what
tickets.
What has that stopped you before?
I didn't want to offend women. But tickets at the gate at Typhoon Texas. You can also order online, wildwestbrewfest.com. All right, junkie of the day. Joe, what you got?
Nebraska. We didn't talk about this earlier, but only having 4 men on the court at one point in the game.
Tough luck.
That's not great. I'm hoping that this is the final time we ever talk about Trinidad Chambliss until he's playing football games at Ole Miss again. But the fact that this saga continues, the NCAA lost their appeal, so Chambliss is eligible at this moment at least to play college football next year. I just want it to be over.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm sure it's going Supreme Court next.
They're just going to eventually like sue themselves into basically being you can be like 40.
Yep.
And still have eligibility. Tiger Woods arrested for another DUI. Rollover. Luckily, nobody was hurt. But Tiger Woods blew a 0-0-0, but was popping pills, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. So Tiger nominated Junkie of the Day. Summer House drama. Page 6 tweeting. Summer House besties Amanda Petula and Sierra Miller feuding amid West Wilson hookup rumors. West and Sierra used to date.
Oh.
They broke up. Amanda and Kyle used to be married. They have gotten a divorce. And there's rumors that Amanda and West are hooking up, which irritates Sierra. Kyle's like, whatever.
Thanks.
I'm lost.
Appreciate the info.
Miss Thailand loses her veneers during some Miss Thailand competition.
Oh, I didn't
Our
see
Miss
that.
Universe, they fell out of
it.
Her face.
That's awesome.
Don't go to Thailand to get veneers. And then Alec Bohm suing his parents for mismanaging his finances, which is very, very sad.
That's rough.
That's sad. Brian, what you got?
Everything bagels, Joe.
Yep.
And then Joe spoiling last night's Houston Cougars game.
Oh, you were catching up on the DVR?
Yeah.
He hadn't even started
The game started at 9. What were you doing?
Well, because I wanted to watch the Texas game first, so the Texas game wasn't spoiled. So I'd watch that. I paused to play Joe in a game and then 5 minutes after we stopped playing, he texted me.
You said
me.
We weren't going to tell him that.
We were playing video games.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Junkie?
AV nominates BMAC, not knowing there was fans at St. Arnold's.
I'm going to pull Chandler Roman and not believe it.
This junkie, I nominate this junkie because he said good canitas, clear for both fajitas and babacoa. Look, I like good canitas, but it's pork. It's not beef. Give me beef over pork every single day. I know Joe agrees to that. Josh from Seabrook says Junkie of the Day nominations. Yesterday's show for missed opportunity to resurrect car wreck of the day. Looking at you, BMAC. It wasn't BMAC that got in the wreck.
Yeah.
It was Ryan. So you get nominated for Junkie of the Day for misremembering your producers. He nominates Houston Stressons and Jose Jorge for jinxing yesterday's games. I didn't see what Stressons did. Did y'all see what Stressons did?
Probably just guaranteed a Cougs W.
He's so homery.
I didn't guarantee anything. I was
about to say, what did Joe do to jinx it?
I think I went 0-4 yesterday.
Joe jinxed it by picking them.
Yeah. Oh.
And he got everything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I picked Nebraska, Houston, Arkansas.
Arkansas for sure.
What was the other game last
Texas.
Night? I don't think I picked Texas.
Yes, you did.
Well, you had Purdue out in the first round,
you said
though.
Because you said Perdone and I'm a fan of Texas.
You're right.
Which I still, understand. Do you say you're a fan of Texas to irritate Brian being a fan of Texas?
That doesn't irritate me, though.
Like, what is the troll there?
You're going to just make fun of us.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
In our college football video game, I'm Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys play a lot of video games. I've noticed that about
you. You need to ask who won.
Probably beat you last
I night. Don't care who won.
I know you don't. I played a lot.
It's the least of my worries.
I could have been like, I was like Tiger last night when I was playing that game.
Yeah.
Smoking and Toast is coming like up at 7 tonight. Inside the Icebox at 6:30. You doing 30-minute pods here?
Yeah, we're coming out at 30 a little bit.
Inside the Icebox. OG Inside the Icebox.
The OG.
Comes up at 6:30. And then Rocket Power coming up at 6. What wins here?
I'll take it.
Everything bagel.
I think it's got to be Tiger.
Tiger.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot
Tiger bailed you out. Tiger
I did watch the Veneers out. Video, though. It's tempting for that. It's very funny just, with Tiger.
Yeah, her face just falls off her
yeah,
face.
You can see like the teeth like moving her mouth as she turns away.
That's unfortunate.
I was a big proponent of Summer House Drama, but it's got to be Tiger today.
Yeah, Tiger
rolls
sure.
over his vehicle in 30-mile-per-hour speed limit. Probably popping pills, allegedly. I still hope he plays at Augusta, though. I still hope he tees it up at Augusta coming up. All right, it's going to do it for us. Thanks to AJ for doing all the hard work. Brian doing hard work on site engineering. Joe's allergies are acting up. I'm Brad, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, Houston. Get on out here to the Wild West Brewfest this weekend. Tickets at wildwestbrewfest.com or just live at the gate. Typhoon, Texas. Goodbye, Houston.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at